And now we have all been very patiently waiting, and I'm so excited for tonight's Friday Live.
Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
Kia ora, Jim.
Kia ora, Nika. How you going?
I'm going great. How are you going?
I'm all right.
Big week for you.
Thank you, McLeod's.
There we go.
Massive week.
Massive week, yeah. And also congratulations.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, and thanks for having me.
I feel so lucky to have one of the first live experiences of this album on 95BFM, and
yeah.
You're saying it's quite a long time coming. Also, busy guy, you're already working on something else, so.
Yeah, I always like to keep a little bit ahead of it, but it's been a I can't remember when we started recording it, but it's been a while. We initially started tracking it kind of after the last one. Me and Brian were recording down at Audio Foundation with Paul Brown.
Oh, awesome.
And then in between that, I was doing lots of overdubs in my garage, and then kind of didn't know what it was going to be, and it kind of, those overdubs turned into other songs that would record there. So it's kind of been a few different places, but yeah, it's really cool to have it all done and packaged up, and kind of, it's weird when you're like working on something that you're not really meant to talk about, or like it doesn't, I don't know. It's,
well, you know, you look what, so weird. You can talk about it now.
Yeah, totally.
And I would love you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too deep or philosophical about it, but do you want to tell us a bit about what shaped this album?
It's the first album that's been entirely recorded and written in Auckland. So I moved up here in 2015 from Christchurch, and the first album was kind of like a whole bunch of songs that I had forever that I needed to get out, and I did, and that kind of was like a bit of a platform to do the newer stuff. And then, so this album was kind of shaped by, I guess, Tamaki, Auckland, and specifically where I live in Greyland.
Very shaped by Greyland.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's got, yeah.
Go down.
Yeah, it's in the name.
It's in the name.
Yeah, the album's called Grey Eyes Greyland, and it's a lot of it's written on my little, you know, mental health walks through the suburb and to the pub.
Greyland
and,
Park?
Yeah, every single morning. Yes. There's a great little passage from my house through the park, and then through Hakanoa Reserve, and then you cross over by where Faro is, and you go through Cox's Bay, and then there's this little staircase that leads you down to the water at Cox's Bay, and it's I've talked to a few other people about it, and it's their little like spot that they go and sit and contemplate.
Jim, so honestly, that is so Tamaki.
So it's my little, it's one of my little routes, and it's a good like hour long walk if you need it. So yeah, the album's awesome. Like a lot of the lyrics are written that way, and I kind of lost my mind in the last few months with the deadline, and like I don't
valid.
Know if
I think that's a feeling many of us, me included, could probably relate to.
Yeah, and I got so into like fully listening to the mixes and like really like going way too deep, and I'd be like walking down my headphones have got 3 meters of cable, so they're all bundled up, and I got this fucking notebook, and I'm like, they're like pushing the headphones into my ears and like trying to listen to little blips or digital abnormalities or whatever, and like, oh god, it's like proper madness. But like once you like send it off and it's been mastered, you can't change it, and then you're like, fuck, it's done. So
it's like a release.
It actually is. And then so, yeah, it fully is. And then so it's like I can't change it anymore. So it's done. So what you hear is what it is. And then it's exciting to work on another thing. You know, it's like, music's so strange.
No, music is so strange. Right? Yeah. It has been so awesome to have the album.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, thank you so much for letting us have a sneaky early spin.
Anything for BFM. I truly believe this is the best radio station in the universe. And if anyone out there outside of Earth is listening, then please do make contact, and we'll see what you got going on. You know,
5395.
Yeah, 5395. Or I don't know the studio number, but
309-3879.
309-3879. So call in if you're out of this world and let us know.
Don't call in the next 15 or so minutes, because About to give us a beautiful little treat.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm so excited. And you're joined by Francis and Adele.
Yeah, I'm joined by Francis Carter and Adele Andrews. And Francis and Adele are going to sing. Francis is going to play guitar on a song. And Adele is going to play melodica on a song in place of the reed organ and harmonium, which I've become utterly obsessed with. So it's a stripped back thing. We don't have a band here today, but... I don't know, so the songs will be different, but it'll be fun. It's always fun to do things in a weird way.
I'm so excited. You know? I'm gonna relinquish my mic to Francis and let you guys take it from here.
Awesome. So the first song that we're gonna be playing, it hasn't come out yet. It'll come out in, I think, not a month and maybe like a month and 2 weeks. It's called Sundown Clown, and I reckon it's a Good Friday song. So it's a bit more kind of subdued than the party anthems we've been listening to. But but I don't know, if you feel it, then crack one open and have a drink with us. Cool. You ready?
Yep.
Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4. After the sun goes down, it's time to clown around. Have a drink or have a few. Do what you need to do. Down, I'll be hanging round here. Everyone in the studio and everyone listening and on the physical radio and the online radio and the radio in your brain.
What?
I don't know. Maybe you're listening but you don't actually. Maybe you, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyone with the tinfoil on?
Yeah. If anyone has a large tinfoil hat, please phone in and let us know the dimensions. The song is called The Present. It's the song that came out most recently, and it's one of my favourite ones on the record. I just really like it. Let's play it. Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4. floating in a sea of grey. With any luck, I'll be here all day. An afternoon with a nod to the past, bittersweet with a nod to the present day. You are the present, I'm the afternoon. You are the present, I'm the afternoon. Stay. An afternoon with a nod to the past, bittersweet with a nod to the present day. You are the present, I'm the afternoon. You are the present, I'm the afternoon. Live music, baby.
Wait, it's your turn.
It's that one.
That's the one.
I already did mine, so it's your turn.
Oh, drive well. Live.
It was pretty good up until then.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. Music's so cool.
Hey, I still think it was great the whole time.
Oh, thank you. This next one is one of my other favourite ones on the album, and it's one that I kind of had rolling around in my brain for a while, but it never quite fit. And then again, it was one that, like, when you're on those little aimless walks and you somehow end up at the pub, and then you kind of, you're at the pub and you kind of feel like a spy. So, like, you're like, honestly, it's like going to a pub is weird in the daytime, and you're like sitting in the smoking area, and you kind of just sitting there and writing shit down, and like, the like things that I heard on the sports TV and like things that I overheard people talking about, and like Magic FM was in there but I got the slogan wrong, and like it's just like
well, it means that you won't get into trouble.
Yeah, but I remember like coming back and then like writing it all down, and it's like a new way of doing things for me now when I've like have them more formed when I'm recording them, so it's a bit more kind of cohesive. And I remember
it was like a writing residency.
Yeah, like yeah, the pub. yeah. Shout out Grayland RSC. And I remember Del came home from like a kind of hectic buzz, and I was playing it to her. And like normally she's quite frantic, but then like just sat there and like listened and was like, "You played again?" And, like, and so I did, and I was like, "Oh, cool!" Like she likes it. Like you know.
I think I said it's a hit.
Yeah.
And after the second listen.
Yeah, I really like it. It's again one of my favorite songs, and yeah, just. It's cool. Music's real cool.
cheers to that.
Yeah, hard up. Don't know what I'd do without it.
The song is called?
The song is called Easter at the RSC. So, put my headphones on a little bit better. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Old timers try their luck at the TAB. Long weekend, hand signals to the ref, keep the doors open. Sell your car, dream feedback. Sell your car, one in a million, yeah. Fuck. it's Easter at the RSC. Heart of gold, chipping the old windscreen. All the songs you love, take a chance. Find a gap on the instant replay. Sell your car, dream feedback. Sell your car, one in a million, yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, and thank you. And everyone loved it. I'm gonna highlight one text that came through. And I don't know how you're going to feel about it, Jim, but we're going to highlight it anyway.
Highlight
Love this.
Mm-hmm.
Strong opener. Somewhere between Daniel Johnson and Moldy Peaches.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Are we taking it and running with it?
I'm running with that.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I think Jim knows.
Yeah, I'm running with that. Thank you, listener.
And thank you so much. I feel so special and privileged to have had your first live performance of the album.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, it's honestly, love BFM to bits. So any time you want me up here, I'll come up.
Look, be careful. How much you say that, but like,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, as lovely and beautiful as that was for the listeners, it was so. I'm so filled with the warm fuzzies right now. I felt like I was just had a special little.
No, we were doing this for you.
A special little concert, just me. It was really special and wonderful. And that was Friday Live. Thank you, McLeod's Brewery, and thank you so much, Jim Nothing. Congratulations on the new album. Everyone go check it out.
It's not out yet, but it will be out soon.
No, but everyone go check it out when it does get out.
Which is soon.
It's out in October 16 or 18. But it'll be online.
No, you know what? That was my bad because I got the single mixed up with the album. And thank you, McLeod's Brewery and Jim Nothing.
Yeah.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks you so much. McLeod's Brewery.